In two places, the Torah prohibits going b'chukos hagoyim. V'loselchu b'chukos hagoyim, sh'ani mishalech b'pneichem, ki es kol eila osu v'okutz bom. And k'masi eretz m'sarim, sh'yishavtim b'losasu, u'k'masi eretz k'nana sh'anim, mevi eskem shom b'losasu v'chukoseim loselechu. What exactly qualifies as chukos hagoyim? So this is subject to Mahalocha, a machlokas between the Ramah and the Vilna Gaon, for purposes of the idea that we're going to try to develop, as Mr. Shambli Nadu, we're going to reference the view of the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon writes, for Toref Devrehem, he's referring to the Balei HaTosfos, the Shnei Chukim Hein. There are two types of behavior that qualify as chukos hagoyim, which are prohibited. One is echad l'shem avodas kochavim. It's some kind of avodah zarah ritual. It's a chok in the sense that it's part of their prescribed avodah zarah ritual. And the other is v'echad b'dvarim shel hevel u'shtos, something that they do, which is irrational, nonsensical. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I don't know, there's a certain style haircut, not necessarily associated with Avodah Zarah, but no rhyme or reason to that style haircut. And according to the Vilna Gaon, both of these are encompassed in B'chukoseihem Lo Seilechu. The Rambam explains, you have it here on the top of the page 2, that ein holchin b'chukos ha'avdei kochavim v'lo medamin lahen, that one can't, we're prohibited from going in the ways of avdei kochavim v'lo medamin lahen, not to resemble them, lo b'malbush, neither in terms of dress, v'lo b'seyor, nor in terms of hirdu, v'chayotze b'hen, Shinama Veloselchu Bukhukos Hagoyim, Vinama Ubukhukoseim Loselechu. So the issue of Chukos Hagoyim, Rambam says, is that we're supposed to preserve our unique and singular identity. Aliyah ha Yisrael Muvdol Mehen, Vechenu Omer Va'avdel Aschem and Amim. So if we either, Rachmanu Litzlan, are imitating their Avodah Zarah ritual, or even if it's a chok shel hevel u'shtos, so then it's also because, since there's no rhyme or reason to doing it, so then we're imitating them, we're resembling them by also getting the same haircut, the same style haircut. So why is it resembling them? Because again, this action is nonsensical. So the only reason that one would act that way is to resemble the goyim. That's what it constitutes. We're going to try to perhaps see, I don't know if it's al derech hapshat or derech ha'agada, a second additional level of understanding here. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us the Torah, v'atom, on page 1, v'atom shemo atishmu b'kol yushmatim izbrisi, v'yisem liskulim kalamim kili kol ha'oretz. Va'atem tiyuli mamleches kohanim v'agoy kadosh, eila advar meshe tadar b'el b'nei Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that as a result of accepting the Torah, we'll become a mamleches kohanim and a goy kadosh. What does it mean to be a goy kadosh? What is that mandate? So the Rambam comments, the Rambam was asked whether it was permissible to listen to Arabic music. So the Rambam lists several isurim that he thinks are transgressed by listening. Some of it is by virtue of the music, some of it by virtue of the lyrics. And then the Rambam writes, four lines from the bottom here on page 1, Ki hatachlis hamavukash banu, the goal that's asked, that's demanded of us, the mandate that we have is Shania Goy Kodosh. What does it mean to be a Goy Kodosh? V'lo yalanu lo maisa v'lo dibor. We should not engage. This is what we strive to achieve, this level. That lo yalanu lo maisa v'lo dibor, we should have neither engage in any action nor in any speech. Kiyim lefi hashlemus o bameshem mevi al hashlemus. Either that action, this speech, immediately helps one attain shlemus, one's learning Torah, or maybe it's instrumental. Maybe it's a few steps removed, but it's part of, it's one's ultimate goal. And then the Rambam says, and listening to Arab music doesn't qualify. So Goy Kadosh means, Kadosh, how does the Rambam derive this from the words of Goy Kadosh? Because what the word Kadosh means semantically is something which is set aside, something which is consecrated. It can be consecrated for wrong purposes. The Gemara has the phrase Hekdesh L'Avodah Zarah. The Torah speaks of Lo Yeh Kadesh, Lo Siyeh Kadesha. It can be for immoral purposes, or it can be for the most noble and holiest of purposes, as in the more common usage of Hekdesh. But what Kadosh means is to be set aside, to be consecrated. So a Goy Kadosh means a nation who's consecrated to a single goal, that of achieving shlemus in our avodas Hashem, in our yediyas Hashem. On a deeper level, when the Gaon tells us that if we engage in behavior which is hevel ushtus, that that's an issur of chukos hagoyim, it's not only that we thereby resemble the goyim by virtue of this haircut, by virtue of this style, but more fundamentally, the fact that we engage in empty, hollow, meaningless, worthless behavior, that's the point of resemblance. It's not only that the point of resemblance is the weird haircut, the weird hairdo. On a deeper level, it's the involvement with Hevel Vashtus. Because the definition of what it means to be a Jew is to be a consecrated individual, to lead and to live a consecrated life. And that's what Kabbalah HaTorah consisted of. You see this reflected, that the Rambam has, you have here on page 2, when the Rambam talks about in his introductory chapters before he presents his system of Tamei Mitzvos. So the Rambam first is arguing for the fact that Mitzvos do have reasons. And he says, one of his proofs is Havala Inyan Behepechze, reading four lines from the end of the excerpt from the Morah Chele Gimel Perek Lamed Aleph, the four lines from the end of that excerpt. Ha'inyan Behepechze, it's the opposite of what those who deny reasons for mitzvahs. V'hav kavona kula l'ho'ilenu. No, all mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed purposefully for our benefit. K'moshe be'arnu me'omro l'tov lanu kol hayomim l'chayosein k'ayom hazeh. K'inish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says, gave us mitzvahs the tov lanu, the chayosenu. V'omar, the Torah also says that when the nations of the world will see how we observe the chukim, asher yishmu and eskal the chukim ha'ele, v'omaru, v'akam chochem v'novon hagoy hagodol hazeh. For beer, so the Torah here explains, sha'afilu hachukim kulam yoru, they'll all demonstrate, el kol hagoyim, to all the nations, Shehem, that these chukim are b'chochma u'b'svuna. So when we refer to as an amchochem v'novon, again, it means that who was a chochem? someone who acts purposefully, someone who doesn't squander life, opportunity, time, but I'm chacham v'navon, and that's what the Rambam says. If our observance of Torah and mitzvahs, including chukim, will elicit that response, then clearly the chukim will be understood and be recognized as, again, being designed to achieve purpose. This contrasts with the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he describes the initial stage of Avodah Zarah, that the initial stage of Avodah Zarah, according to the Rambam, was that even the Ovdei Avodah Zarah recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordained that we should engage in acts of worship vis-a-vis the Shemesh, the planets, the constellations, whatever. And then he says, who, the third line from the bottom here on page 2, who she yirmiyo, omer mila yiracha melech ha-goyim, right? We know the pasuk from Slichos, mila yiracha melech ha-goyim ki l'choy yo'asa, ki v'chol chachmei ha-goyim v'chol machusa me'en kamocha. Even the goyim recognize you. U'ba'achas yiv'oru v'yichsolu, right? Loshon ishbar lo yedo. Ksil ki valto. They're ignorant and they're foolish in one crucial respect. Musar havolim etzu, that they chastise kikasha yiyasu ishas beno. Musar, that they chastise that people should engage in hevel. Etzu, that they should worship the eight, that they should worship the wood. Kloma hakol yodim sha'ata hu levadecha, aval ta'usam uksilusam, their error, their foolishness, shemedamim, they imagine shezeh ha'hevel ritzon chahu. So Avodah Zarah is described as hevel, as futility. It's the antithesis of Torah, right? Avodah Zarah is the antithesis of Torah, of Emunah, and Avodah Zarah is described as Hevel, because Torah means that everything is purposeful. Everything ultimately is oriented towards, calibrated towards, rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Emes. On the Pasuk in Parshas V'aschanan, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, also savod. So the Ramban earlier, the Ramban quotes of Midrash Tanchuma, Uveshmoti Shaveya, as Hashem Elokecha Tira also savod, Uveshmoti Shaveya, Ve'isi Od B'Tanchuma, says the Ramban, Amalan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Lo Tiyu Svurin, Shehuta Lachem Lehishava B'Shmi, Afilu Be'emes, En Atem Yishan Lehishava B'Shmi, even if the oath that you'll take is true, you have no right to invoke my name, only if you qualify, only if you check off the following boxes. First of all, Hashem Elokecha Tira, Shetiye Ka'osan Shenikru Yirev Elokim, those whom the Torah honors with the description, with the encomium of being a Yirei Elokim. Ata Yadati, it says by Avram Avinu, Ata Yadati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. Ka'osan Shenikru Yirei Elokim, Avram, Yosef, Iyov. V'oso savod shetehei mefana atzmucho l'torah u'mafna atzmucho l'torah u'lemitzvos v'lo yiel l'cha avoda acheres l'chach nema v'oso savod. The Ramban, I skipped a few lines here before the next excerpt. The Ramban says, v'yiel perish v'oso savod l'daitam, according to the way Chazal are interpreting v'oso savod, shetiyel lo b'chol eis ke'eved hakonui hamishores lifnei Adonav. Right? Chazal say, the Midrash Tanchuma says that also savod means that you should be involved exclusively with Avodas Hashem. You should be focused entirely on parts of Avodas Hashem. How did they get that from the words also savod? Doesn't that just translate as you should worship him? So maybe worship it means you show up in shul in the morning, and where did Chazal get that you should be focused entirely, exclusively upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Ramban, they interpret also Sava, meaning you should accept Avdus. An Eved is an Eved, 24/7. An Eved doesn't clock in and clock out at from 9 to 5. An Eved who's owned, who serves his master constantly. And therefore he has to prioritize whatever his master asks of him. And this, the Ramban says, is the source for what the Mishnah in Abba says, V'chol ma'asecha yidu shem shamayim. She'afilu, again, this is the goal to which we strive. This is the level that we're supposed to try to be moving towards attaining. She'afilu tzorkei gufo l'shem avodas hakel yiyu. Even when a person attends to basic, physical, mundane needs, even that should be genuinely oriented towards Avodas Hashem. How so? Yochal v'yishan v'yaseh tzrachav k'dei kiyum haguf l'avod Hashem. That a person, again, he sustains his health. He does what he needs to do, not out of self-interest, but ultimately l'avod Hashem. Ke'inyan she'omru v'hine tov ma'od zo shena. It refers to sleep. What's so good about sleep? A person is refreshed. A person is able then to renew his Avodas Hashem, his Talmud Torah. So it's clear that the Ramban teaches that Ahalu Hashem b'chayoi is not that I will praise Hashem in my life, but I will praise Hashem with my life. The beis means with. Ahalu Hashem b'chayoi, with the totality of my life. The Rambam also talks about the mission of Vechol Masech Yilishem Shemayim, and then he has a whole parak about it in the Shemona Prokim, and his conclusion is quite remarkable. The last three lines that you have here. Ukvo kolu hachacham aleim ha-shalom zehu inyan kulo b'kotzo sheba amorim. V'hikifu inyan ha-kofa shlema ad ma'od. In one brief synoptic phrase, so Chazal have encapsulated everything that I've been trying to talk about in this parak, and then you can write whole chiburim on. Ad sha'ato, this is incredible. You hear the Rambam's 850 years later. You hear the Rambam's Hispilus. It still resonates. Ad sha'ato im tifchan kotze osan hamilim. If you'll discern again the brevity of the formulation, echi biu zeh inyan hagodol va'otzam shekivibo chiburim v'lohi chiluhu. Whole works have been written that don't encompass it. Teda shenema b'koach Eloki b'lo sofek. I don't know if he just means special siyata the Shema, he means Ruach HaKodesh, don't know what it means. Teda shenema b'koach Eloki b'lo sofek v'hu omer b'tzivuyeyem v'chol ma'asach yu l'shem shamayim. V'chol ma'asach yu l'shem shamayim says that potentially anything and everything we do can be legitimately and sincerely motivated by, calibrated in light of, and oriented towards Avodas Hashem. So as we prepare for Kabbalah Satorah, so the question that each of us is asking of ourselves is, what can I do, what am I going to do, Bli Neder, to make my life more purposeful, my routine more meaningful? How can I recalibrate and reorient my life more fully towards Avodas Hashem, towards Yediyas Hashem?